You're listening to SBS News.
Influenza cases all but disappeared as Australia bunkered down during the first 2 years of the COVID-19 pandemic. But as the country opens up again to international travellers, doctors are getting ready for the return of the flu. Professor Ian Barr is an influenza expert at the Victoria Infectious Diseases Reference Lab.
I think 2022, we will see the return of influenza. It's almost been absent in 2021. So the only question is how severe the season will be. And that's difficult to judge, but, you know, I don't think we're going to have a big year like 2017 or 2019, but we will see a low to moderate year, I think, in my opinion.
Australia's strict COVID lockdowns and closed borders have drastically curtailed the spread of influenza in the past 2 years. In 2019, a record year for infections, Australia had 313,000 confirmed cases and 953 deaths. In 2020, there were 21,000 cases and 37 deaths. In comparison, by 2021, when lockdowns were in full effect, there were just 598 flu cases and no flu deaths. The Victorian Infectious Diseases Reference Lab studies different strains of influenza collected from Australia, New Zealand, and further abroad. Professor Barr says this information is fed into the World Health Organization to design vaccines against the strains most likely to emerge over winter.
And that involves isolating viruses, growing viruses in eggs or in cells, and then purifying the virus and inactivating the virus. We make decisions around 6 to 9 months before the viruses actually circulate and make those available to manufacturers who then scale up production and make those vaccines.
People's natural immunity to the influenza virus has weakened without being regularly exposed over the past 2 years. Melbourne infectious disease expert Dr. Kudzai Kanutu says this, paired with the return of international travellers, will cause an increase in flu cases.
It was always a bit of a worry for all of us who work in infectious diseases when we had no cases coming into the hospital for the past 2 years. Then all it means is that we're not too far away from an epic season. And when it comes, nobody knows.
Dr. Kanutu says the best way to protect yourself against the flu is still through vaccination. This year's flu vaccine is starting to arrive at some GPs and pharmacies. But Sydney GP Dr. Danielle McMullen suggests waiting until April, if possible, to give the best protection through the winter months.
But our medical advice is that timing your vaccine starting from kind of end of April tends to give you the best coverage through our predicted flu season. It's not one where you need to rush out today and have it. We'd probably recommend having that kind of mid to late April.
Free vaccines are available for children between 6 months and 5 years old, as well as pregnant women and over 65s. The government says it's also safe to pair the flu vaccine with the COVID booster jab. Steve Trask, SBS News.